I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this show. We have with us Anthony Lee, who is an anti-guru of Amazon, but he is all things Amazon, works for Zonblast, on Squad, a man with a great deal of knowledge from different perspectives of Amazon. Today, we're going to talk about AMS and how to get into it and what it is. So, first of all, Anthony, for those of us who I have a vague idea what it might be, what is AMS? This is another buzzword. Oh my God, there's more abbreviations to learn. When will it stop? So, what is AMS? And why should we care?
Okay, so AMS is Amazon Marketing Services. It's actually offers more robust solutions to your PPC, to your pay-per-click advertising within Amazon system. Every seller has access to sponsored product ads, but you'll notice if you go to any search page, the top banner usually has a clickable link to somebody's storefront. And then if you go to a listing, you'll even see an ad sometimes under the buy box. Those are AMS ads. And the reason that somebody would care about that is it's more exposure. It's more of an opportunity for you to get your product in front of potential buyers. And that visibility and ideally sales that come from it are good for your business.
Okay, so I'm sold on why AMS might be important. And I'd spotted the banner ads. I hadn't really sort of thought about things just under the buy box, so sneakily putting it in there when I wasn't looking. So why it's obvious why we want to do it then. So how do we get access to that? Is that just part of Seller Central? Is it part of a different system?
So AMS is technically only available to vendors. And vendors, it used to be that you could only get invited to the vendor program until Amazon started something called Vendor Express. Now, when they opened up Vendor Express, they, for a little while, left the door open where you could just use your Vendor Express login to get into AMS, and then, bam, you got it. Well, they've made it a little bit more difficult now. Technically, you're not allowed to have access to AMS until you have a purchase order for product from Amazon. So that means that they require that you sell them something. And there's a ton of reasons why somebody might want to explore selling product to Amazon. There's many more why you wouldn't. They do take over your listing. A lot of times their catalog team is just completely inept when it comes to creating a listing that sells. You know, losing that control, it can be very difficult. The thing is what Amazon doesn't explain to you is that you can become a 1P seller, a vendor of sorts through Vendor Express by selling them anything. What that means is you can have product that you don't intend to fund or have inventory for and just sell them that. So this is kind of the workaround a lot of people have used. They'll get like 10 units of something off of AliExpress. You know, AliExpress, you can just buy. It's just a marketplace. You don't have to like negotiate customs and all that with a supplier. You get like 10 units. You put up the listing for whatever that product is. Then you say, Vendor Express, I want to sell you this product. They issue a purchase order for, or they issue an invoice for a sample, which actually technically means they don't buy it. They ask you to send them a sample for free. That's fine, whatever, fulfill that. You have 10 units, right? They'll probably ask for 6. And as soon as you send that to them, as soon as that process starts, you should be able then to take your Vendor Express login information and sign up for AMS. AMS, once you have that open to you, AMS allows you to use it to advertise any product. So it doesn't just have to be the one that you sold. Once the door is open, AMS, you can use it for anything.
Okay, so you can use AMS on products you have in Seller Central, for example, even though you've only got one product in Vendor Express, is that right?
Yeah, so here's an interesting thing. Not only can you use it for all the products you have in Seller Central, but you can use it for products that technically Amazon doesn't even recognize you as the seller of. Isn't that wild? Why would that be beneficial to you? If you are in the merch program, you know Merch by Amazon, they don't have access to sponsored product ads. You can't sign into Merch. Well, if you have AMS, you can run ads to your t-shirts through AMS.
Okay, interesting. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because we had Chris Green on talking about Merch by Amazon. It's a pretty newish program. It's sort of Wild West. Nobody seems to quite know what's going on. Chris is sort of very excited about it a while ago now, sort of October, November time on the podcast. But the lack of advertising always struck me as like, what the hell do you do to get a product ranking? And this is the answer. So AMS plus Merch by Amazon equals, you know, getting ahead of the game compared to most people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. So now tell me about Vendor Express, because I've heard a few horror stories about that. I've heard that, you know, I had a coaching client, because I do a little bit of coaching for about 6-7 people. And one guy said, oh, yeah, I've put everything on Vendor Express. I said, interesting decision. Interesting you just talk it through with me before. We had a look at this listing and it had gone down from 9 photos to 1. The bullet points were horrible. There was none of the craft that you talked about in your optimization segment. None of it. It was just, it looked like it had been written by a total newbie. And so obviously I take the point that you don't have to do that with all your products. You can put a sacrificial lamb in, but do they not do things like, you know, ask you for silly purchase orders and send one thing here and one thing here and two to this fulfillment center? Tell me about the horror story side, and can we avoid it? Is it worth it?
It's only worth it in specific situations. I'll give you an example. I have a colleague who makes his own beauty product. Because he makes it from home, Amazon has made it basically impossible for him to get ungated in health and beauty. Vendor Express reached out to him. He said, okay, let's do that then. Because Amazon doesn't have to get approval to sell in health and beauty, they offered him a great price. And he said, okay. So he sent them a sample, and we're still in the process of seeing that happen. So what usually happens is they take the sample. That's sacrificial units, because they don't pay you for that. And they put those up to sell, and they won't issue a purchase order until those sell. During this time, they usually completely botch your listing. I mean, horribly just screwed up. However, Vendor Express is making strides to attempt to do a better job. So they have opened up the listings for modification by the vendor. Now, sometimes I think with the title, for example, you have to contact them first and say, hey, I'm trying to make a change. But as long as they approve it, which is really simple, if you have a website, you put the exact copy you want in your listing on that website. You can say, hey, here's the manufacturer's website. This is what it should say. So you might have to jump through a hoop or two, but my buddy was able to get his listing to look exactly the way he wanted it to. So they did screw it up, but then he fixed it. Now the key is going to be getting people to buy those sample units so that they issue a purchase order. So we have this theory, but I can't tell you whether or not it's worked yet. But the theory is, if we use AMS to run ads to that product, we can get people to buy the sample units, and then Amazon's going to issue a purchase order. And if the machine goes and they keep doing that, then we will have achieved for him exactly what the goal was, which was to have a product that's actually being regularly purchased, selling, and ranking on Amazon, with Amazon being the seller.
Interesting. Well, I mean, Will Chernin was talking about selling to Amazon recently, but I had a private conversation with him, and he said, yeah, it's going to be a bit of a nightmare if you just have, you know, 4 or 5 SKUs. You probably want to have 50, 60 SKUs or product lines to get outside of Amazon jargon. But it sounds like you may have found quite a clever workaround. So this is really cutting edge stuff, really. So you're testing out the very limits of what Vendor Express is going to do for you at the moment.
Yeah, I think that it's worth testing. I think that I understand where Will's coming from, and he's right, because if you develop a relationship with Amazon where they just kind of issue purchase orders, a lot of the stuff that they buy from you will be low volume. But if you have 50, 60, 80, 100 SKUs and they're sending out a 10-unit purchase order for each one, you're making money as a 1P seller. That's how he does it. For a brand builder, obviously, it's going to be a little different, your approach. I know that the opportunities are few and far between. It's like a diamond in the rough, but they do exist. I had a client who had a brand that had done pretty good on Amazon. There were periods of time in their history where Amazon was actually the seller. There's some advantages that come with that. We've already shown through data that Amazon shows preferential treatment for products they sell in ranking. We think that it has to be selling decently on its own first, but as soon as Amazon sees an opportunity there, they will skirt the rules to move you farther up. And this client was a prime example. They had their title was literally their SKU number and then what the product was called. And that's it. And they were still generating $60,000 a month in sales. So there's some opportunity there. It might not be for everybody, but it's definitely worth trying.
Yeah, it's like a lot of these things. I think people get a bit obsessed. I'm just as guilty sometimes. I get obsessed with trying to find the perfect answer and the risk-free way of doing it. And sometimes, you know, at least my client took action, right? I mean, it was a little bit unstructured, but sometimes you've got to just be willing to sacrifice one thing. And I would second what you said, like a couple of friends of mine have managed to get on AMS by sacrificing a product, but they did say, look, you know, don't assume that Amazon's going to do any kind of worthwhile job with the listing. So put in something you don't care about. But it does sound, you know, as you say, it's worth trying for because the upside is like a lot of sort of risk reward ratio. The upside potential is pretty massive. If Amazon decides it's going to bend its own rules, obviously it can leapfrog you ahead of this idea of organic ranking, which, lest we forget, has got nothing to do with nature whatsoever and everything to do with what Amazon wants to do.
That's right.
So that's a really interesting thing to explore. And certainly the AMS thing does sound pretty attractive. And I love the idea that you put in there of linking merch by Amazon with AMS, because that actually gives us some kind of levers to pull in terms of kicking off merch by Amazon into some real time activity instead of putting 100 t-shirt designs up and then waiting for a year for something to happen. So as ever, Anthony, we could talk for hours, but we have to get you back on the podcast and talk about, if nothing else, just to follow up on your experiment with the Vendor Express thing and see if that approach works, because that could be a really killer strategy. And meanwhile, I'd just like to say a very big thanks for coming on the show. Always thought-provoking as ever. I've got some very, very go-to, precise, tactical things I can take away with as well, some things to experiment with. So hugely valuable. Anthony, where can people get hold of you or follow you if they want to get more of this good stuff?
Okay. As I mentioned, I wrote 2 books for Amazon sellers. I would definitely recommend people check out the Bootstrapping e-commerce series. You can just put that in the Amazon search. That is published by our publishing company, which is where you can reach me, Anthony@readandwritepublishing.com. Read and write is spelled like names, readwright. At the time, I thought that was really clever. Now I realize that was totally terrible idea, but it's done, whatever. And as we were talking about optimization as well, Zonblast offers an optimized service. I think that's a great place for people to start if people want to inquire about that. support@zonblast.com. It doesn't go directly to me, but my team is stellar and they'll be glad to take care of you.
Fantastic. Well, that's certainly worth you know, getting into, especially if you're just in the process of trying to launch your product yourself and scratching your head. I mean, have somebody else who can help you who's done it 1,000 times is always going to be fantastic. And I love the books as well. I didn't know you wrote books, so that goes to show that I'm behind the times with you. Somebody as creative as you is always creating something new that I've got to catch up on. Can you just give that again? It's Anthony at readandwritepublishing.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
R-E-I-D and W-R-I-G-H-T. I bet you curse yourself every time you have to put that out on a podcast now.
Oh, yes.
I understand the thing of names. Yeah. I mean, even Amazing FBA has its limitations sometimes, but at least it's short. So, Anthony, it's been a real pleasure as ever. Genuine entertainment and also very, very practical stuff. So, thanks so much for coming and look forward to having you back on with your next creative endeavors in short order.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple, to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway. But for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.